everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today, my guest is Taylor Kaiser. And I asked Taylor to come on the show. She's a tremendously successful food blogger. She was one of our early Fitfluential ambassadors back in the day. I met her in person at an event in Chicago, I think 3 years ago or so. And I've always been obsessed with her food content, her recipes, they're ridiculous. But I started to notice recently that she was posting a lot of content talking about really, it was obvious to me, she'd gotten past a lot of, these are my words, like the psychotic food mindset that can happen when you are somebody who, you know, maybe starts off a fitness journey and it becomes a healthy obsession, and very quickly and easily sometimes for some of us, it can move into an unhealthy obsession where we become overly obsessed about food and perfectionism, both in our workouts and in our food and our diet. And it just becomes a real problem. And it is something that is more widespread. And it can lead to emotional eating, binge eating, eating disorders, or just disordered eating. I have certainly had my own share of demons in dealing with what I'd call, I don't have an eating disorder, but I have definitely had disordered thoughts around eating. And it's something I still deal with. So this is a topic I want to cover a lot because I know so many women are dealing with the same issues. The more we talk about it, the more women will feel comfortable, you know, raising their hand and going, hey, you know, I've got that issue as well, and asking for help. Because the more that we can share tips on how we got past it and make it easier to talk about, just like any problem, that's how we get past it. So that's the topic that we're talking about today. And there's really, I think you're going to be fascinated by her story of how some of this started for her, when it started. There were several phases in her life of disordered eating and how she got past it. And again, she's definitely somebody after the show that I think that you're going to want to tune into her Instagram and her blog. She has exceptionally drool-worthy food content that will just, you'll be addicted, but as well, she has a fantastic message on how to make peace with food and your body and just live your life while being healthy. And that's really what it's all about. You know, life shouldn't be about living on the treadmill and our diet being all about deprivation. So tune in, sit back and enjoy. This is a two-part episode with Taylor Kaiser. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. Today, I am thrilled to have somebody who I obsessively follow online, and you'll understand why when we get into the conversation. But I have Taylor Kaiser with us, who has been an exceptional food blogger, and you were one of our earliest Fitfluential ambassadors back in the day as well. I remember, I think I first met you at one of our Now Foods events like years and years ago. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think it was like the influencer or immersion or whatever it's called. Yeah,
I remember that. It was a couple of years ago. But anyway, she is an amazing food blogger. And most recently, I reached out to her because I'd been looking at her Instagram stuff and she'd been posting these
not only great recipes, as always, I'm just amazed with all of these food bloggers and all of your talents, all of you. I'm just like, how do you know how to make homemade salad dressing? I don't understand that. I'm somebody that needs a recipe. I can't make stuff up on my own. But she had been posting a lot of posts on her main feed, and they were tending to be about food issues and disordered eating and disordered mindset around food. And I just kept finding myself reading them going, oh my God, she's so seeing who I've been, the problems I've had with, to say I've had disordered eating thoughts, y'all that have been tuning into this podcast know that's been true for me for a while. I've been completely transparent about it. I've certainly been someone who has been a binge eater. I've been somebody who eats food in secret. I've been somebody who, you know, throws in the towel when I eat one thing that's off my diet plan. And I know for a fact that this is something that is this disordered eating, whatever that looks like for each one of us, is so much more common in women than we realize. And I know that women are too embarrassed to talk about it because they think they're the only ones, but really this is so much more widespread than we realize. And so I reached out to Taylor. I'm like, please, we have to talk about this on the show, because I know if women can conquer their issues with food, that's going to be such a huge help in getting healthier, because the amount of stress that we're putting ourselves under in being so obsessive about food is creating a whole host of issues that are preventing us from losing the fat or losing the weight or getting healthy. That is the reason that we're being so obsessed about food in the beginning. So it's this horrible cycle. So Taylor, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you. Before we dive into that topic and how you ended up starting to talk about that on your channel, I always love to ask people when they come on the show the first time, you know, why don't we do this? Tell us when you started your blog and when was it for you that you started to get into, you know, eating healthy and pursuing, you know, being fit. When was that for you in your life and why?
Sure. So that started a long time before my blog. So that actually started, like, if we're going way back, like a long time ago, when I was 11, I actually had an eating disorder and ended up in the hospital.
Wow.
And when I, like, if we're going nutshell version here, when I recovered, I really started to see my body as something that needed to be fueled as opposed to like starved. So I really got into like healthy eating and, you know, working out and all those kinds of things. And for a while it was, you know, done very healthfully. And then when I got older, as I got into adulthood, that's when it went into more that obsession, which I'm sure we're going to talk about later. But that was kind of like when it started, when I recovered from the eating disorder the first time and just like really wanted to nourish my body and fuel my body and actually see it as this amazing vessel that it is. And then it sort of, you know, spiraled. And then I started my blog probably a good 7 years ago, just when I got married, honestly, and I realized I had to keep someone else alive now. Mm. So I had to like start, you know, finding recipes and creating recipes. And I kind of just started creating my own just for fun, thought it was going to be a hobby. And then long story short, people started to like it and read it and like my pictures and what I was about. And here I am doing it for a living.
That is so cool. So this is, you know, because I might want to have you back to interview about, you know, your business. One of the things I'm going to be covering on the show is I'm very passionate about women becoming financially stronger. And that means to me, you know, not being completely 100% dependent on, you know, their significant other, but also, you know, so many women are suffering through dead-end jobs that are stressing them out, both because they hate their jobs, but also because they're not making enough money. And they don't know that whether it's, hey, starting a blog on the side, joining a network marketing company, starting their own business, writing a book, whatever it is, there's things that they can be doing to earn money. It doesn't always necessarily have to be that you're going to become a millionaire doing it, but you can have a better life, decrease your stress, enjoy how you make your money, and as such, you'll become healthier. And so that's why I'm going to be covering this business side of things, the entrepreneurial side of things, the side hustle side of things, and share stories of successful women, because I want women to know there's a choice. You don't have to stay stuck in a dead-end job. So is this, you're saying from your blog, which doesn't surprise me, this is how you make your income. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I support me and my husband. So it's definitely
that's awesome. Okay, so we're definitely going to have you back on to talk about that.
Yeah, he's in the same school, so I'm the only one working for the past 3 years. So
that is awesome. I freaking love that. I'm just that gets me so excited. So we will make sure that we schedule that as well, and everybody know that that's coming down the road. But one of the things, and I hope you're okay with me asking this. You know, you mentioned that you had an eating disorder at age 11, and that's sad to me, but on the other hand, it doesn't surprise me when I think about, you know, I mean, I'm at a different phase in life. I'm 50. How old are you right now?
I'm 29.
Yeah. So you're, you know, 20, I've got 21 years on you. Not that we're competing, but when I was growing up, what we were exposed to as kids, completely different than what these generations, you know, are being exposed to with celebrities and diet culture and all of that. And so I'm curious, you know, can you look back and see what were the things that had an effect on you that caused you to have an eating disorder at that age? Or have you never really thought that through?
Definitely I've thought it through, because I mean, I've been in therapy forever back in the day, and I really had to think that through. And I want to say, even, you know, as a 29-year-old, I think that even the people growing up now like have it way worse than even than I did. It's insane to me. But honestly, like, I think it really started with good intentions. And I really think that's how most diets do start. Like, I just wanted to be healthier. I was going into high school, and I'm in Canada. So when we're 11, we're going into high school. There's like no middle school or anything.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a transitional phase. And like, I was starting to notice boys, and I wanted to be pretty. And, you know, you see the actresses, and they're all skinny and pretty and perfect. And I really just, I guess I thought that that's what like I had to be. I think that all women feel that same, you know, same pressure. So I just really started feeling that way, and I wanted to get healthy. And I think I just took it too far, even as an 11-year-old. Like, people started to praise me for weight loss, which I think is something that happens to this day too. And I don't know how I feel about it, because it really creates disordered eating.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you get that praise and you get that notice, you know, got noticed from the boys and all those things, it really like fed the beast, I guess. So that's kind of how it started. Just wanting to be noticed and be pretty and like be accepted in a new crowd.
And I think that's, you know, I've talked about that several times on the show previously, where I'll share, it's very easy for a fitness passion to go from being, you know, a healthy obsession to an unhealthy obsession.
Yes.
And to become very disordered in your eating, disordered in your body thoughts. I mean, I'm certainly still dealing with, and I'm just choosing to be public about it because I want to help other women. I mean, I have body dysmorphia issues galore. I'm terrified to look in the mirror. You know, like if I'm walking up to a store that has, you know, reflective windows, I will look down on the floor because I don't want to look at myself, because I view myself as so much bigger than I am. And I'm not saying that because I want to encourage, I'm not saying that like, hey, that's cool. I'm saying like, that's messed up. And I don't want, the more that we talk about these issues, the more we make it comfortable for other women to say, oh, I have that too. And then it becomes easier to get past, because I firmly believe whatever our issues are, if it's financial issues and we're embarrassed to say, I'm over my head in debt, I need help, show me how to budget. You know, the more that we make it easier to talk about these things and get help and share information, the more that we're going to conquer these issues. It's when we go at it alone and we're scared and we hide and we have no accountability. That's precisely why we're covering these topics on the show, so that we can make it that it's more comfortable for women to raise their hand, ask for help, and just feel comfortable knowing you're not alone. Like, this isn't just you.
Yep.
Because it is, it's very widespread, and it's happening, you know, like you said. I mean, when you are a woman or a young girl and you get praised for losing weight, it becomes very easy to think that's what I should be. You know, I should be skinnier. So, we should be talking about more healthy body images and all of that. So love, love, love that. And obviously your blog is amazing with all of the content and the food. For everybody listening, just wait till you follow her. She has amazing recipes, and I can't wait to have you back for the business talk. But let's talk about, you know, the whole issue that we're getting into today, which is disordered eating. And I call what I have is, you know, like an obsessive mindset around food. And I don't know when it was for me that my healthy obsession moved into becoming I said this to you before we started recording, and maybe you can use that as a jumping off point. I got to the point where I became scared of all food. And what I say with that is I was scared of fruit because I'd been told that fruit had high sugar and would raise my blood sugar. I was scared that that was a carb. I was scared of any type of bread. If I ever had a piece of bread, scared of alcohol, scared of cookies, scared of sugar, scared of juice, scared of, too much fat, too little fat, too high macros, too little, protein powder, not protein powder, over analyzing everything to the point that, and I didn't even realize it until I read an article and they said, do you avoid social situations because of your diet? And I'm like, the first thing I think about when I go to a restaurant, now I've gotten better. I'm not at this place now, but if you, the first thing you think about going out with your husband or your significant other or your boyfriend is what will I be able to eat there that fits my diet? And you're just, you don't even order what you want to eat. The first time that I went to a restaurant and I said, I'm not dieting, I'm going to eat. I didn't know what to choose because I'd forgotten what I liked to eat. So I'm going to let you take that as a jumping off point with, when did you start to realize you were having kind of messed up thoughts about food and dieting and so on and so forth? When was that for you?
So I think it really started when I was around 20. So, I mean, like I said, I had an eating disorder, so I was obviously very messed up. But then through my teenage years, I really fully recovered. And then when I was 20, I was in a relationship with this guy that I thought was going to be like forever, going to get married. And then we didn't, and we broke up, and I felt like really out of control. And I think that my brain went back to controlling like what it knew how to control from the past, which was food. So I've enlisted the help of this like top trainer who trains people for like bikini competitions, whatever. And I thought maybe he'll just help me get my fitness on track. And of course that was like the worst thing I could have done because I'm a type A plus personality who has used food to control my life in the past. And then he really taught me how to like calorie count and macro count and like weigh all my food down to the gram. So I was like eating the exact right calories, and he taught me how to like exercise right. And that really spiraled me down, if that's the right English, for really just obsessing about food and obsessing about calories, probably from like 20 until even 28, like even, a year ago or so. I had just met my now husband at the time when I started working with this trainer, and he knew something was wrong, but he had never known me before that. So he didn't have anything to compare it to. He thought that was just like maybe who I was. Like I was just this fitness obsessed, weird, crazy brain Taylor, which he didn't love, but he had never had food issues, and I saw how the way he ate, and it was just so different than me. And I knew something was wrong for 10 years, but I was just like you said, I was afraid to change. I was afraid to eat anything else. I always, Googled menus before I went to restaurants, and I always had to pick the place, and I was scared to drink and cookies, like literally everything you said, I was the same. And then, so I spent about 10, I literally missed my whole 20s. I always say I missed like the first couple years of my marriage. I missed my 20s, missed social situations. And then probably about a year ago, it was my rock bottom moment. My husband, I think I was just telling you this before the call, we were supposed to he wanted to have like an Italian date night in because we were preparing to go to Europe in a couple months, and he wanted to like just have a fun date night in. So we were going to make homemade pasta and drink wine and all this stuff. And I remember just going to the grocery store, and I remember him like putting groceries in the cart that had like carbs and like butter and like, I was like, oh my gosh. And then like wine. And I was like, you want me to drink wine with carbs? Like that's going to slow my digestion down. Like, I went to this crazy spiral, and I just like was so afraid of this date night that was supposed to be fun. It was supposed to be romantic and like amazing. And like this like movie moment of like making pasta together. And then I remember we went home that night, and I like purposely made the pasta fail. I made it wrong so that we didn't have to eat it. And then I went to bed just crying, like literally cried myself to sleep because I was afraid of pasta, like it's food. Like I don't know, understand why I was afraid of this, of food. Like it's not going to kill me. And so the next day I was just like, I need to change. Like I am missing my whole life. Like I miss all my social situations. I'm always in my brain. I'm always in my head. I do not enjoy my life. And I just realized that I needed to make the change. And that is when I did. So.
And everything you're saying, I know that so many women are going to listen to this and go, that's me. I mean, because, and you can also like you were, you were in a phase where you kind of knew things were messed up, but on the other hand, I don't know. I think some of us who knows what the different reasons are, but it's almost like I remember having the conversation with my friend Sherry where I'm like, I'd rather be a little too obsessive and err on the side of being healthy, or, you know, I thought it was healthy, right?
Yep.
I'd rather err on the side of pursuing fitness than to be like some of these other people who don't care and just get fat. And yep. So that was my rationale was, but the truth is like, yeah, I mean, you just vilify certain foods and you freak out and the stress that you yes. put yourself through. And I think maybe for me, one of the things that I started to realize as I was moving into a phase in my life about maybe six or seven years ago, when I was getting my blood work done and when I saw the results, and so much of it was cortisol and adrenal related and yep. hypothyroidism. And the more that you understand what causes those things, it's driven by stress, and stress has had such an impact negatively on my health the past several years that I realized like the number one thing I need to do is stop obsessing and stressing. And probably one of the biggest sources of my stress was my diet and my body and my body image and my negative self-talk. And so, you know, that's actually a great topic to talk about in this as well, because I think that I've seen in some of your posts, you've addressed that too. Did you, when you were in this phase obsessing about food and, you know, unable to just enjoy life and enjoy a meal, did you also have going along with that, like negative self-talk and a negative body image as well?
100%. Like I always thought like, if I was just leaner and had more muscle, I'd be happy. And like, I was already incredibly lean. Like, that's what I always tell people. They always say, if I just lose weight, I'll be happy. But will you? Like, I wasn't happy. And there was always like the line of perfection always got farther in the sand. Like, as soon as I reached something, I needed to reach something else. And I was not mm-hmm. living my life in this, you know, lean dream body or whatever that I had. And that made me miserable because your life is so much more than your body. And it really is the least interesting that you can do is losing weight. So I also had the same situation as you, like I, like with the stress, like I had hypothyroid. I lost my period for 10 years, which is super unhealthy. Oh, like wow. I was tired all the time. Like, and so I always tell people like the stress about food is a lot more unhealthy for you than just eating a cookie, you know?
Yeah. It took me a long time to understand that is to be true. And I'm trying to share that more often because, you know, it's sometimes amazing to me how many people follow me on social in whatever various channel it is that have been following me for years. Cause they'll go, oh, I've been following you since 2009. I'm like, holy shit. like you poor thing, but you know, they know everything I've gone through. And so when I uncover something like, hey, you know, me stressing out like the day, because what's interesting to me is I see it in other people. And this is why I want to cover it on the show. And I'm talking about these topics personally is, I see how many people who, you know, like you and I, we've been in this fitness, health, and wellness space, if you will, because we hang around other bloggers and folks on social media, and we know the language. We know like when somebody says macros, we know what that means. We hang around trainers and nutritionists, and we're exposed to messages. So we know a lot more than the average American. But the average American who starts to decide, oh, I just went to the doctor. I'm 50 pounds overweight. I have high cholesterol. I need to lose weight. Like they start searching for information and they'll stumble on people online that are just sharing stupid, stupid mm-hmm. stuff.
100%.
And some of them will write to me and go, oh my God, like, you know, and it's usually women who have hormone issues of some kind,
yep.
cortisol issues of some kind, and they're following 17 different quote unquote experts. And they're going, oh, this guy said celery juice. And remember the celery juice thing got crazy? And everybody was like, if you have a car problem, pour celery juice in it, you know? And this one, and I remember one of the women that follows me, she's like, well, have you tried celery juice yet? And then she wrote me and she goes, but you have to have your celery juice right after you blend it. You can't let it sit in the refrigerator because if it chills, it's, and I'm like, it's celery. It's not like it doesn't magically transform. And that's so the same like disordered eating can happen with taking supplements or eating the right macros, or you think that everything has to be perfect and it doesn't. Like we actually convince ourselves things have to be perfect. And It's funny because the two people I interviewed, Taylor, before you today, we got into this whole like topic about people thinking your diet or your training, everything has to be perfect. And if you vary from it, like one calorie or 20 carbs, they think throw in the towel because I've destroyed everything.
Yep.
That perfectionistic. And you said you're type A. Are you, do you call yourself a perfectionist as well?
100%. My husband calls me a type A plus. Like
that's what my mom says about me.
I call myself a recovering perfectionist now, but yes, I am definitely a perfectionist. 100%.
And it's, did you, okay. So clearly we've both had like the same, and I think everybody listening, we get what we're talking about when we say negative self-talk, you're obsessed about food, you're scared of, you begin to be thinking that you can't have anything. Like, yes. Like, you know, you'll, I know something like this probably came into your mind. Like I've had, and for me, it was input from a lot of different people. Like I remember I was doing intermittent fasting and then I hired a trainer at Gold's Gym in Austin. And he was, you know, like, well, I'm, you know, that intermittent fasting I'm into, but only if it's with paleo. And I'm like, okay. So then I started obsessing that my food had to be paleo. And then I told him, I remember coming into the gym one time and I'm like, oh, I made turkey meatloaf last night. He's like, turkey meatloaf, you know, tell me your recipe. And I would tell him and he goes, oh, you put ketchup on it. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, ketchup has all the sugar. I'm not disputing that ketchup has sugar in it. But then I obsessed about ketchup and I'm like, oh, I can't make my turkey meatloaf because it has sugar in it. And then he would tell me, and God bless him, he meant well, you know, you can't have soda because of the, so I cut out soda. Well, then I was having soda water. Then he said, oh, the carbonation's bad for you. So then I was scared.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so it's input from people like this who probably mean well, and maybe for them, not having ketchup works and not having carbonation works for them. But for me, what happened is all of those people, you know, clattering around in my brain,
yep.
I just would cut more things every day. And then I got like, what the hell can I eat?
Yep.
So my question to you is, when you get to this place where you suddenly realize like, this is not normal. I am so messed up. I'm scared of everything.
Hey everybody, you have reached the end of part one of this two-part episode with Taylor Kaiser. Be sure to tune into part two.